Harper Audio presents The Flamebearer by Bernard Cornwell, read by Matt Bates. Part 1. The King. 1. It began with three ships. Now there were four. The three ships had come to the Northumbrian coast when I was a child, and within days my elder brother was dead, and within weeks my father had followed him to the grave. My uncle had stolen my land, and I had become an exile. Now, so many years later, I was on the same beach watching four ships come to the coast. They came from the north, and anything that comes from the north is bad news. The north brings frost and ice, Norsemen and Scots. It brings enemies, and I had enemies enough already because I had come to Northumbria to recapture Bebbanburg. I had come to kill my cousin who had usurped my place. I had come to take my home back. Bebbanburg lay to the south. I could not see the ramparts from where our horses stood, because the dunes were too high, but I could see smoke from the fortress's hearths being snatched westward by the wild wind. The smoke was being blown inland, melding with the low grey clouds that scudded towards Northumbria's dark hills. It was a sharp wind. The sand flats that stretched towards Lindisfarne were riotous with breaking waves that seethed white and fast towards the shore. Further out the waves were foam-capped, their spume flying, turbulent. It was also bitterly cold. Summer might have just come to Britain, but winter still wielded a keen-edged knife on the Northumbrian coast, and I was glad of my bearskin cloak.
A bad day for sailors.